While many of our producers have been excluded from joining the chorus because of Mom Nature's lack of cooperation, when you talk about this year's crop, many producers are saying it's a very good year. Matter of fact, Brad Rippey says when you talk about the corn crop, 76% remain good to excellent.
There's really not much trouble to talk about as you look at the major summer crops across the country. If you're looking for a trouble spot, the only place you can really go is parts of the southeast where it's been just a touch dry and a little bit warm at times. North Carolina, 14% of the corn, very poor to poor.
And the USDA's chief meteorologist says soybeans are doing just as well.
73% of the crop rated good to excellent, only 5% very poor to poor. You have to go back to 2004 to find anything really comparable.
And milk prices have been doing pretty well this year. Matter of fact, better than expected.
We have strong demand and tight supplies in 2014. And so we upped our estimates for cheese by a penny, butter by 9 cents, primarily associated with the Class 3 price. And we show that up 15 cents a hundredweight.
However, the question is, where do we go from here? According to Bob Kropp, milk prices no doubt will trend lower as we move through the end of this year in 2015. He said with feed prices lower than a year ago, margins to dairy producers remain favorable for increasing milk production, and cow numbers will continue to increase as production adds cows through the reduced culling and the bringing in of more dairy replacements. So according to Kropp, if the increase in milk production picks up as anticipated and world prices do put some downward pressure on U.S. dairy product sales abroad, well, then dairy futures will probably decline into most of 2015, although he added that no sharp decline in prices is expected through the first half of 2015, and $18 is still a pretty reasonable price for the future. And Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack has declared the first week in August as Farmers Market Appreciation Week. Zoe Brooks, our current Allison Dairyland, has been promoting Farmers Market and says they really are an asset, not only to the producers, but to the consumers as well.
Farmers markets are the perfect avenue for them to get out into that consumer market because a lot of these farmers are having produce right from their own farm. People are learning about where their food is coming from, talking to the producers that are bringing it directly to them.
And Brooks says the opportunities really are there because consumers want to know how their food is raised.
This day and age, people want to know how that food is produced, where it's produced, and who is producing it. Farmers markets give you all three right here.
Well, looking at where we stand on the cheese market, really nothing has changed. Blocks remain at 202 and 3 quarters of a cent per pound. Barrels, 207, and AA butter, 251 a pound. Class 3 prices, July, up 4 to 21.55. August, unchanged at 21.40. And October, that is down 5 in 1982. Prices are lower on the Board of Trade. September corn dropped 7 1/4 to 364 a bushel. December down to 372. Beans for August 11.75 3/4 of a cent. September off 12 3/4 at 10.91 1/2 cent. While September wheat's off 2 1/4 at 5.30. Livestock slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 108 to 121. Most of slaughter cows 88 to 107. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers 152. Holstein steers to 132. Our replacement bull calves 220 to 360. Heifer calves 175 to 320. Barrels and gilts 75 to 86. With market hogs 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.